Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise. Today is the 2nd of June, the 153rd day of 2025, leaving us a synchronous 212 days on our journey to 2026. This past week in our backyard garden, a traditional rotation begins anew, with the buttercups and the lupin beginning to flower. Next along will be the lilies, irises, and purple asters. At the moment, I'm trimming back various encroachers on the Canadian rhubarb plot and debating how many terracotta pots to load this year with ProMix and eggplant and chili pepper seedlings, as the squirrel population has quadrupled since last year, and they tend to burrow mercilessly into the pots unless otherwise thwarted by protective netting, wire fencing, and such. Meanwhile, we're grateful for whatever breezes blow our way to keep the bugs down. On that note, here's Wendell Berry's poem, June Wind. Light and wind are running over the headed grass as though the hill had melted and now flowed. And from Mark Twain, Warm Summer Sun. Warm summer sun, shine kindly here. Warm southern wind, blow softly here. Green sod above, lie light. Lie light. Good night, dear heart. Good night. Good night. Heavenward tonight at 11:41 p.m. we'll have June's first quarter moon. Jupiter will be lying low in the west this week, while the constellation Gemini's twin stars Pollux and Castor will shine above. Look also in the evenings as twilight ends for our waxing crescent moon to share the sky in the west with Regulus, the brightest star in the constellation Leo the Lion, and with the red planet Mars. Today in 1835, P.T. Barnum and his circus began their first tour of the United States. Today in 1855, in Portland, Maine, the Portland Rum Riot occurred. Today in 1863, Harriet Tubman led Union guerrilla fighters into Maryland, freeing slaves. Today in 1873, construction began on San Francisco's Clay Street to establish the world's first cable railroad. Today in 1886, at the White House, 21-year-old Frances Folsom married U.S. President Grover Cleveland and became the youngest First Lady in U.S. history. Today in 1896, Italian engineer and inventor Guglielmo Marconi applied for the first ever patent for a system of wireless telegraphy in the United States. Today in 1953, at Westminster Abbey, 27-year-old Queen Elizabeth II was crowned Queen of the United Kingdom. Today in 1967, Capitol Records released the Beatles album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in the U.S., where the album went to number one for 15 weeks. Today in 1989, 10,000 Chinese soldiers were blocked by 100,000 Chinese citizens in Tiananmen Square, Beijing, temporarily protecting students demonstrating for democracy. Today in 1944 in New York City, accordionist Max Hamlisch and his wife Lily welcomed their new son Marvin Frederick into the world. Marvin's father Max had his own band, and by age five, Marvin was learning tunes by ear and playing them on the family piano. By age six, he was taking lessons, and at age seven, he became the youngest student to ever be admitted to Juilliard School of Music, where he had won a scholarship after adroitly auditioning his own transposed rendition of Goodnight Irene into any key requested by the auditioners. Training at Juilliard to become a concert pianist, Marvin was giving recitals as a preteen, but the nervous tension was wearing on the youngster. "By the time I was 13 or 14," recalls Marvin, "it became obvious it was going to kill me." So he switched his attention to composing. When one of his high school buddies began dating Liza Minnelli, Marvin provided her with a tune called Travelin' Man that he had written while working as a music counselor at a girls' camp in Lake Geneva, New York. Minnelli recorded it on her first album and introduced Marvin to a Broadway vocal arranger who hired Marvin as an assistant. Marvin worked on the musicals Funny Girl, Fade Out, Fade In, and Henry, Sweet Henry, while also working as a rehearsal pianist for television and scoring his first hit, the cheerful sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, which he wrote at 17. His big break, however, came after he graduated from college and was playing at a party staged by Hollywood's movie mogul Sam Spiegel. And Marvin heard that Spiegel was about to film 1968's The Swimmer. So 3 days later, Marvin showed Spiegel the fresh score. Spiegel hired Marvin Hamlisch, who then moved to Hollywood and wrote numerous other scores, including 1969's Take the Money and Run, 1971's Bananas, 1973's The Way We Were, and 1973's The Sting. Along the way, he won 3 Academy Awards and continued to work on music for television and for Broadway, most notably A Chorus Line. Today is also the birthday in 1740 of French philosopher Marquis de Sade, in 1840 of English poet and novelist Thomas Hardy, in 1857 of English composer Edward Elgar, in 1904 of Romanian-American swimmer and actor Johnny Weissmuller, in 1907 of American writer of the Harlem Renaissance Dorothy West, in 1913 of British novelist Barbara Pym and of American orchestra leader Bert Farber, in 1918 of American cartoonist Ruth Atkinson, in 1920 of British-American actress Yolanda Donlan, in 1922 of British actress Carmen Silvera, in 1930 of NASA astronaut Pete Conrad, in 1932 of American R&B singer Sammy Turner, in 1933 of American pianist Bob Rosario, in 1934 of American doo-wop singer Johnny Carter, 1936 of American actress Sally Kellerman, in 1937 of American singer-songwriter Jimmy Jones, in 1939 of American rock-funk flutist, saxophonist, and singer Charles Miller, and of American songwriter Janie Bradford. In 1941 of British rock and jazz drummer Charlie Watts, of American actor Stacy Keach, and of American soul singer William Guest. In 1948 of American actor Jerry Mathers, in 1951 of Scottish rock guitarist Dave Flett, and of American southern rock drummer Steve Brookins. In 1953 of American philosopher and activist Cornel West, in 1954 of American rock bassist Michael Steele, in 1955 of American comedian Dana Carvey, and of American actor Gary Grimes. In 1957 of American psychedelic rock singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist King Lizard. In 1959 of American punk rock guitarist and singer Lydia Lunch. In 1960 of English pop rock vocalist Tony Hadley. In 1961 of American punk rock guitarist and singer Des Cadena, and of Dutch punk rock guitarist John Cameron. And in 1971 of American actor and comedian Wayne Brady. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this 11th full week of spring and the 23rd week of 2025.